Dragons celebration. It's a Friday fun one at Triple M. Jane Day for breakfast. It's Friday morning. TGIF. North Jacqueline Mercedes-Benz. Go and check out the AMG Roadshow. It's on right now.
And on Fridays, we'd like to thank a few people that have joined us on the show. Like Di, because it was International Dog Day earlier in the week, she came in from the RSPCA and bring in some puppies.
Oh, there's various types of dogs. Many get a lot of larger dogs, but obviously we've got the puppies.
Look, and if you want to adopt a dog or take a dog home, make sure you go to the RSPCA first.
Buddy was awesome, wasn't he?
So beautiful. Diane in Ellie Beach also says there's a difference between fruit bread and raisin bread. We had that discussion earlier this week.
Raisin toast has got raisins in it, and it's what I would have always called fruit bread, to be quite honest.
Yep.
But apparently, the fruit bread has more than just raisins in it. It has other bits of, you know, little fruit in it, little orange bits. My sister's here from Adelaide. She's gone mental because, no, you do not call them the same thing.
No, okay, whatever.
All right. Tomorrow happens to be the Great Northern Cleanup around Mackay in certain areas, and big thank you to Mackay Mayor Greg Williamson for coming up and coming in and giving us the lowdown.
You've got to come in closed in shoes, of course, sturdy gloves. If you can bring your gloves, that's good, and a hat, sunscreen, all of that out in the sun type stuff. Mm. So all you got to do is turn up with those sorts of things, and it's a good day, and you feel pretty good about picking up rubbish.
Oh, it makes our region look nicer.
Oh, absolutely. It looks good so far, but it can always be better.
Thank you to Sergeant Nigel Dalton, our good mate, for giving us a look through beer goggles during the Road Safety Week. That happened yesterday.
Even just driving around a car park, you would be lost.
Oh, yeah.
You put yourself on a highway 80, 100, maybe even 110 if you're heading to Rocky, you are going to struggle so badly.
There you go. Thank you, Nigel Dalton.
Yeah, also thank you very much to Rob for telling everyone his bag that was switched by a woman at Mackay Airport. It's now all been sorted.
Oh, they just rang me not long ago. It's at the airport. The lady that that took my bag returned it to the airport. Yeah, a red dress and a black bra might have been very popular with the boys, but...
I would have paid to see that, Rob. Hey, big thanks to my cousin Lance as well. He's a champion bowler, and he was giving me a few tips and some stoush as well on the air. He doesn't think I'll do the 9-strike challenge in a row.
Oh, mate, it's pretty special, you know, to bowl 300. I mean, some people go their whole lives and never bowl in one. Yeah. But yeah, mate, it's a pretty special sort of group to be in.
But how many strikes in a row was that?
12. Done it twice. First one was back in 2009.
Of course he's done it twice, because you're a Shipston. It's in the family.
Well, thank you very much to Sue in East Mackay for telling us how many strikes she reckons you'll get in the challenge.
I think 3. It's a big ask. I used to bowl a long time ago, and 3 was my best, so I don't want you to beat that.
Oh, come on. It's easy. That's a shoo-in. We'll have the result of that on Monday's breakfast show.
And also, to wrap things up, Kane, thank you, the winner of the Secret Boat Sound, who said it hadn't quite sunk in that he won on Monday.
Not quite yet, mate. The day I was picking up the boat from Sugar City Marine was the day that I got through. Sitting there, and I actually said, because my mum and my stepdad were in the draw as well, I was like, God, I hope you guys win it. I don't really want to win it. I hope you guys do.
There you go. And that is the thank yous for this week. We didn't have enough time. We haven't heard them on the air yet. I've got another relative in the studio in just a second.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jen Shipston. She's my cousin's wife. It feels like this is a family reunion this week. She's coming in to play bagpipes on the air because of the Blue Water Fling that's happening this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Giving a bit of side wind action on the bagpipes.
I could probably play one of those first time picking up too.
Yeah, right.
We'll do that up in just a moment. Jane Day for breakfast here at Triple M. Welcome to Friday morning.